This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
This is 7-5 Radio. Peter Stanton with Walter Yerkew. And we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. How you doing, Walt?
I'm doing good today, Scoop. I'm doing really good today. We had a busy week. We had what's her name? Good Lord. I see, it was just on the tip of my tongue. It's the beginning of the show, and I'm already screwing up. Gilda Radner. Remember Gilda Radner? She was Saturday Night Live. Comic. She was a good comic talent that we lost way too soon. Today was like, yesterday or the day before was her day. It was called, remember, Saturday Night Live, Erection Day. No, never mind.
yeah.
She, you know, that always brings me back to a laugh when she did that skit. So this is election week, and we got a lot going on. We got some bad news going on right now out in California. Scoop, start with that. I'm looking up what's going on out there.
Okay, well, all right. First, we need to remember the fallen that was killed in line of duty. We recognize and mourn the loss of Sergeant Ron Hallis of the Ventura County, California Sheriff's Office. End of watch, November 7, 2018. All right, in Thousand Oaks, California, there's a bar called the Borderline Bar and Grill, which is scene of the worst mass shooting in a couple weeks. A gunman allegedly went into this bar and discharged 30 rounds using a Glock semi-automatic pistol with extended magazine. He first shot the bouncer, then opened fire into the crowd of people on the dance floor. The gunman then turned his attention to Sergeant Hallis, who's the first responding officer onto the scene. After he's done shooting everybody, the local SWAT team showed up and he decided to take his own life. Right now, he is yet to be identified. Rumors are coming out that he says he was a former Marine. The shooter supposedly drove his mother's car to the bar to do this heinous act. And the bar was hosting its famous country music night. And there were clientele from Pepperdine University and California Lutheran University, which are both Christian schools. So I wonder if the attacker that went to this bar, he's going after Christians. Was he dating a girl from one of the schools or one of the staff members? But anyways, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody. Fortunately, the gunman's dead, so that saved us thousands of dollars in court fees, legal fees, grandstanding, so on and so forth. And then California, they no longer have the death penalty. So anyways, we're happy he's gone. We're not happy that 12 other people are no longer with us, and 12 families are mourning their people, their sons and daughters and fathers who are not coming home today. Anyways, yeah, that's our first bit of breaking news. If everything comes out, during this broadcast, we'll get it out as soon as possible.
Well, I got a few updates there, partner. All right, this guy's been identified. He's a 28-year-old white male, Ian David Long. He is, these are the first reports that are coming in. He's actively a United States Marine.
He's active duty?
Active duty. Doesn't say, of course, you know, so close to the unfortunate incident, they don't have a motive. But by the time this airs, they'll have searched his house and looked inside. He's not unknown to the local police for some domestic disturbances. He's been deemed as a uncooperative individual when the police have gone to his house. Possibility of drinking and drugs, but he was never charged. There have been no domestic violence reports followed through. But he is a 28-year-old white male. I'm not going to say his name again. And he's an active Marine, according to the first preliminary reports that I'm finding here online. So that's very unfortunate. Active duty with the Marines from... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, this is being updated again. He was on active duty with the Marines between 2008 and 2013. So not active duty. Let's check that. He is not an active duty Marine.
All right. He's a former Marine. He's a veteran of the Marine Corps. He's not active duty. Okay. Thanks for the update, Walt. All right. As you can see, this is breaking out. We're taping this on Thursday morning. It happened Wednesday night, so things are coming out fast and furious. That's why y'all listen to 75 Radio. All right. Next bit of news that happened today.
Just to let everybody know, I'm not following the fake news on CNN. You know, this is an independent station out in Ventura, California. I don't want to be forced to commit.
Of course, we don't follow fake news because then we'd be fake. So unlike the fake news, we verify. This network verifies with all the programming that broadcasts on this network verifies. Let's get it first and foremost. All right, next bit of news, Washington, D.C., Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is hospitalized after falling and injuring three of her ribs. Justice Ginsburg is 85 years old and still on the Supreme Court. She broke three ribs, which tells me either she took a heck of a fall from a long drop, standing on a desk or a stairs or a ladder, or her bones are so old and brittle and that, something simple as just tripping, she's going to break three ribs. It happened last night. This morning, she felt some pain and went to George Washington University Hospital. Now, I seriously doubt, as a Supreme Court justice, if you go to George Washington University Hospital, you'll be sitting in the waiting room in the ER for hours on end. That's one of our problems in America is our hospital systems are just overflowing with people who shouldn't be here going to a hospital for a cold or a simple cut of the finger or a upset stomach, and they either don't have insurance or those our friends south of the border have nothing, so they go to the hospital and they just clog up the waiting rooms. I unfortunately was there a couple times for different reasons, and it's awful. That's why next time I'm going, I'm going to have a hat for the Immigration Customs Enforcement. All right, and we're coming to our first break. I'll finish my joke on the other end. But anyways, breaking news. We had a shooting yesterday in California, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back with 7-5 Radio. Okay, we're talking about Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yesterday, she fell down, fractured three ribs. Went to George Washington University Hospital this morning.
we have the 911 call. Hold on. Ruth Bader. Hold on. We're going to reroute this to get it on the air for everybody because this is very, very intricate.
We got an exclusive, folks. The 911 tape.
There it goes. When does she have one of those life alerts?
Right. But anyways, I got to say, she was probably rushed right into GW Hospital, was seen, no paperwork, no insurance card, no ID, no nothing. Meanwhile, schmucks like me and Walter got to sit there for hours on end next to the crackhead, the homeless person, the illegal immigrant. So my joke is I'm going to wear an ice hat and see how fast the hospital waiting room clears out. But anyways, Justice Ginsburg was a member of good standing of the American Civil Liberties Union back in the day, and she was still confirmed. Now, she went nowhere near the amount of scrutiny, aggravation, investigation that Justice Kavanaugh went through. She's been on the bench since 1993, so she's been there. She's been on the bench a quarter of the century. And of course, she's the most liberal member of the bench. And what kills me is that you got young people on the left. They're wearing T-shirts with her picture on it. And they call it the notorious RBG. And it's crazy. Like, I'm a fan of Justice Thomas. I was a fan of Justice Scalia. I thought they're very true. Constitutional justices, but I don't have a T-shirt with them. I don't have a sign to bring the Supreme Court when it's in session saying, you know, go Clarence, go, none of that foolishness. But these people in their mindset, they're taking walking around with pictures and T-shirts of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whose job is to interpret the law according to the U.S. Constitution. But hopefully Ruthie, she'll just throw in the towel and then Trump will either appoint a replacement, or maybe the Grim Reaper is making its way over to Foggy Bottom at GW Hospital. Walt, what say you?
I thought those T-shirts were pictures of Stephen Hawking.
No, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, it's not like she's right. It's not like she made some great. Right, right. I mean,
they're not one and the same, are they?
No, no. And then CNN put out this movie called RBG instead of RPG, or wrestler RVD, or Rob Van Dam. But I watched about 30 minutes of it, and I just had to turn it off. It was just absolute, just trifling garbage. But anyway, she broke three ribs. People on Twitter will donate organs or whatever to her. I mean, these people are nuts. I mean, she's a justice, not a good one. She doesn't have any great case law to speak of. She never votes in our favor, or, you know, i.e. the American people. She's always voting in the interest of special interest, and what's good for the ACLU and what's good for other countries. She's the genius that said laws of other countries supersede American law. But, you know, that's what you get. Anyways, moving right along, another government employee has been fired this week. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was finally given the heave-ho, probably because he had kept recluse himself over this Russia probe, because we hear all Russia all the time. Robert Mueller had this do this Russia investigation for 2 years and came up with absolutely nothing. Well, what would a detective squad somewhere have, like, a major case and they investigated it 2 years and came up with nothing? Would that go to the cold case squad or what?
Yeah, it would go to the cold case squad and the detectives that dragged their feet for 2 years without any kind of conclusion would be put on a foot post where they can't see their shoes. it wouldn't be pretty. It wouldn't be pretty. You'd be standing in front of some commanding officer, and I almost said correction officer, which has happened to me. I stood in front of them. But you'd be standing in front of some commanding officer, you know, getting your behind chewed out, well, up one side and down the other, and you would be probably redeemed to a foot post for the rest of your freaking career. A normal law enforcement agency that does investigations would not put up with anything like that.
Right.
Why this has been going on for so long, and why it was allowed to go on for so long, I don't know if it was Mr. Trump's lack of wanting to get rid of Sessions. Of course, it's been on his mind, man. He just cut him loose yesterday. Pretty quick, you know, like a bad habit. And we have the acting guy. I don't know anything about this Matt Whitaker. He was the he's now the acting AG. Do you know anything about this guy?
Well, I know he likes to do CrossFit because social media put pictures of him up lifting a lot of weight. I would not want to get a tussle with him, but right now he's the acting attorney general, so. My money is going to be on Rudy Giuliani to be appointed attorney general. I talked to Sean Berg, and he says Trey Gowdy. But all I can say is finally, you know, it's time for him to go. So let somebody go in who has no connections to anybody, go in, find out what's up. I can just imagine the corruption and the cover-up that's going on because, I mean, for the past 6 months, Donald Trump's been going to these big rallies and heard, and just all he's hear is like, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. And he's not locking her up. And, well, Trump doesn't have the authority. It goes to the attorney general. But, I mean, you got 33,000 missing emails. That was a bleach bit. Or you have Benghazi. You got Uranium One. The Clintons did a speech, get $500,000. All of a sudden, 20% of the world's uranium now belongs to a Russian company. And a whole bunch of pay to play in the State Department. And the DOJ, the Department of Justice, has done nothing because, again, it's the swamp. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or a Democrat. But anyways, moving right along, our favorite whipping boy from CNN, Jim Acosta, made news again for himself. He didn't report on a story because he was the story. Walt, you want to take this or you want me to run with it?
Well, I'll do a little bit and kick in when I start to rant. Mr. Acosta was just unrelentless in his harassment of our president yesterday. It was so unprofessional and so inappropriate. Mr. Trump answered his question, answered the second question, and with the time limits that they had and the people that they had in the press room, Acosta just kept going on, and everybody's seen that video by now. It was just unrelenting, going from one extreme to the other. He went from the caravan to the White House, and it was just unreal. The little girl, the young lady, is an intern who went over to try and get that microphone. Now, she needs a little more training on how to get a microphone from somebody, but, you know, the girl's just an intern. Maybe they should have had, what's his name, Matt Whitaker, since he's so buff with the working out, taking the microphone away from Jim Acosta. Or at least Grace Jones.
Right.
Looks like he needs...
Well, I tweeted out that Jim Acosta better watch out because once he gets his press pass back to the White House, you're going to be the person in charge of getting the microphone away from people.
I'm available.
All right, that's... All right, we got 50% of the show already done, and we're just getting warmed up. All right, take away Jim Morrison.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
You're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back with 7-5 Radio. Man, I just love these bumper music. If you don't like the music, guess what? You know, just keep listening to it. You'll eventually wake up and wet your pants. Walt, why don't you take away for the midterm elections? I got my
well,
thing,
you know, with, before we do the third segment on that, you know, Jim Acosta, he's going to have, he's had that fresh thing taken away temporarily. And we have the interview, well, the after the interview with to get his feelings. And this is what he said. So, yeah, that was quite humorous. He is stomping around like a little baby. You know, the press corps said that they were going to boycott the press conferences. And, you know, the people that are involved, Mr. Trump, just kind of shrugged their shoulders and said, okay, you know, we'll have a decent press conference without the harassing. Okay, back to the midterm elections. There was, you know.
Right. Hey, Walt, real quick. Real quick about Acosta and the press corps saying they're going to boycott the whatever function at the they're not going to boycott anything because they're going to go because Ms. Sanders, she's great for getting information out or tidbits so they can cut and paste how they want. And also, if Trump comes out and says something, they want to be there when he does say something. So then they can say, oh. See, look what Trump did. So nobody's boycotting anything over at the White House.
You know, and
all right, back, all right, continue.
He put Mr. Trump put it in plain English. You know, yesterday when he was made his little speech against the media, and I think he's right. There's a lot of fake news out there. There's some real news. And you know, he says you can't have it all three ways. You can't have it where Mr. Trump is not doing press conferences, then they wonder what's wrong. And he's going to hold a press conference. Well, what's wrong? You know, the media is just trashing this man. The man is doing, I think, a phenomenal job compared to his predecessor or predecessors. And he just deserves a little bit, you know, respect. Give him some slack. You're going to have him for another 6 years. And I don't think that, you know, the press, he's going to outlast some of these people in the press corps. I guarantee you that. Mr. Acosta has been backed by CNN for his actions yesterday. And it's just unbelievable how unprofessional that man is. He's like one of them flies that are at a barbecue, keep messing with your hamburger. You know, you keep swatting him away and he keeps coming back. So I think he needs to be put in a corner with a dunce cap on and forced to not participate in classroom activities anymore. Or bring a lot of bubble gum for the rest of the press corps. He's just got to be treated like a child. He's going to act like a child. You know, take him to Chuck E. Cheese. You're familiar with that. Take him to Chuck E. Cheese, and maybe he'll wind down and get tired and fall asleep by the time the press conference starts. Unbelievable, this man. Just you know, the guy needs a talking to. You know, the guy needs a talking to, and he needs to be set straight. This is not acceptable behavior. This is not acceptable behavior on any level.
No, and okay. to the Washington Press Corps, he's like a hero. He's like a General Patton or General MacArthur or Martin Luther King or, you know, just a hero or a god. So, but, you know, that's the problem with journalists is that they, instead of just reporting a story, such as this happened, they have to be part of the story. Now, you have some reporters like our buddy Sean Bergen and Charlie the Duff. They're so good at what they do that they just become part of the story. But Jim Acosta is not a Sean Bergen or Charlie the Duff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's like what we used to call a Heather. It's got to be all about him. And now he can tell a war story at his dinner table, how he used his last name against the president, sort of accosted the president. With his nonsense, and that's just what it was nonsense. So let's get away from that butthead. We don't need to be talking about him much anymore. Midterm elections went off pretty much without a hitch. there were a few things I'm sure Georgia is going to get recounted, whether or not there's, you know, more than 4 or 5 percentage points between the winner and the projected loser. I believe they're still counting in Arizona. Arizona,
right.
You know, it's unfortunate that somebody brought up that the machines weren't working yesterday somewhere in one of the states. And Mr. Trump said, you know, that's local government thing. You know, he's got no control over that. You know, he's the president. He's like
right.
the CEO of a company. That's why he has all these people to do these tasks, so he doesn't have to, and report to him how good the task went and how bad the task went. And he'll tell you, okay, it went bad. Get back to the drawing board and find out how we can make it better. That's what his job is when it comes to that kind of stuff. People are blaming him for the failure of some of these election machines. And they've been failing for how many years now, Scoop?
Like 40.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know if they're failing, they're being made to fail. You know, nobody wants to count ballots anymore. They just want to look at a total number, you know, after it's registered. So maybe we go back to counting. How do you count
right,
200
right.
million votes? But it's just the voting system, you know, is a good system. It's a democratic system. But the way it works, I mean, you know, every 2 years or every 4 years, there's a big election. Do you not think that they can fix these things before the election to make sure that they work? They're going to be looking
yeah.
at those IBM cards to see if it's punched or not. Remember the Al Gore thing in December?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, most of these people are, well, most of these people are volunteers or they work temporary. Like, you have my parents, both of them in the 70s, as poll takers or poll
yeah.
election people. But, you know, my father, he worked for the government, and he's very, very sharp, very, very with it. So there's no shenanigans when you come to see Mr. Stanton coming in to vote. But another problem is that they don't take care of the machines, and because they only use them like once a year or once every 6 months. Also, they have the county my father lives in, they have books of all the registered voters for that district. And the books keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger because you have people that move into the county, people that turn 18 that vote for the first time, whatever. But they never do. They never go through the books to take away people that have moved out of the county, that have passed away, or that have been convicted of a felon, or can have vote or whatever, or find out to be a fraud or whatever. They don't take those people off. But you know, you know, anybody that moves in or changes addresses, oh yeah, we'll just put them in. So that's another reason why we got problems with the voting system.
You see, and it's so easy to, you know, vote 5 times if you wanted to because of what you were just talking about. You know, I can go in as a dead cousin, you know, and say, yeah, I'm here to vote. My name is such and such, such and such, and then go to the other place where you know, somebody else that was dead that you know, and you know, and have an ID. And you know, these people don't look at the IDs. Like you said, you know, a lot of these people are in their 60s and 70s, and they're volunteers. They just, you know, they're not like bouncers at a bar to look at your birthday. You know, they just look to see if your name is there, and they don't look at you and put the picture next to your face to see if you are who you are. And these people are freaking voting. And you know,
right.
and I don't want to, you know, use any kind of ethnicity type of examples, but you know, the old saying goes, you know, people get intimidated by looking at certain people, and they say, yeah, okay, and you know, you give a little scratch. Well, Scoop knows what I'm talking about when you give a scratch. You sign your name on the dotted line, and you go and you vote. So you know, you can vote 10 times if you want. It's so fallible, the system.
Right.
And then the machines don't work. Yeah, we don't need 70-year-old people or 80-year-old people. But God bless them for living that long in this world, looking up in the light with the IBM cars to see if, that's kind of punched. You know, there's a little dent, what they call them, indentation, you know, and they'll count it as
right.
Anyway, whatever.
A hanging chad.
Move on. Go ahead. Next.
Right. Anyways, here's my take. You know, as predicted, the Senate went to the GOP and the House went to the America-hating, God-hating, military-hating, cop-killer-loving Democrats. The budget will go way out of control, but good judges will be sent to the bench. So it's long. We'll be in better shape in the long run. But in Virginia, Senate candidate Corey Stewart was losing the polls by double digits to an incumbent, Tim Kaine, who's done nothing for Virginia. Stewart had a terrible campaign with no advertising and hardly any appearances on TV. And we're going to be right back. We're going to finish this up, midterm elections, and we have a very, very special birthday coming up. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
And we're back, the final segment for this week's 7-5 Radio. All right, let me get my thought across real quick, then we'll turn over a very special celebration. Start talking about the midweeks. It was expected the House is going to go to the Democrats, Senate going to the Republicans. Now in Virginia, you had Corey Stewart running for Senate. The GOP gave him nothing. They said flat out, we're not going to give him anything, any money from the Republican Senate campaign fund. And so he had a very lackluster, very weak campaign. For whatever reason, he blocked me on Twitter, even though I invited him to come on 75 Radio. But I still voted for him. Meanwhile, Representative Barbara Comstock, representing Virginia's 10th district, outside of D.C., who was an awful congresswoman, did nothing on the Hill, did had zero appearances in public, no campaign stops, no town hall meetings, nothing. And her ads were all over TV, all over radio, all over YouTube, as well as her opponent, Barbara Wexton. And then next to the 10th district was the 11th district. You had bug-eyed GOP, bug-eyed Congressman Jerry Connolly, who's been a lifelong Democrat, who's also done nothing for Northern Virginia, running against an unknown, literally unknown Republican candidate. And of course, there's no advertisement, no support, nothing. Now, mind you, Stewart was in the margin of error beating Tim Kaine, and the GOP did nothing. And then Barbara Comstock was always down by 10 points or better in the polls. And one of the reasons you have all these lefty, pinko, commies, America-hating phonies moving to this area in droves. So anyways, Comstock, of course, lost. Tim Kaine beat Corey Stewart. And Jerry Connolly flew in to a third term as congressman for his district. But I got a theory, and I think that the Republican Party did a whole bunch of research, determined that the Senate will remain in GOP hands, and Stewart will have to fend for himself because Stewart's an outsider. Meanwhile, the House looks like it's going to go to the Democrats, but they're going to get the people who has a better chance of winning, so they put all the resources into Barbara Comstock, which was an absolute failure. So anyways, I feel sorry for the people of the 10th district because you had a choice between loser Barbara Comstock and this other loser, Jennifer Wexton. But anyways, that's my two cents. Without further ado, Walter, what are we celebrating this week?
It is my birthday week also. I turned 60 on the 9th, big 6-0, and I've gotten a few people sending me some stuff. Here's one that somebody sent me. I woke up to this morning. This was quite, you know, it was pleasant. You know, it was all right. I get, you know, been getting stuff like that for the past couple of days from friends and my limited family, because 90% of my family don't talk to me anymore. But my Twitter followers and stuff, thank you very much for your wishes, and keep sending them. I love it, man. I need a swollen head, so to speak. I need some hugs.
Yeah, if you're in the Mid South Chattanooga area, stop by the Yerkew farm and get some hugs. But Walt, how does it feel to be 60? Do you think you'd make it to 60?
Dude, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have took better care of myself. But I feel pretty good otherwise. You know, in the famous words, Mickey Mantle said that. But, you know, I feel all right. You know, people don't think I'm 60 when I'm talking to them, or I'm looking at them, or they're looking at me. They don't think I'm 60. So I guess I'm hiding it pretty well, or I've aged pretty well. But, you know, you start to feel a little bit stiff in the joints, a little arthritis. But, you know, hey, that's what they make drugs and narcotics for. And there's no opioid crisis here, but I'll use them to make me feel better.
That's good to know, because you know what? The reason why there's like such a talk about opioid crisis, because big pharmaceuticals, they don't like the competition. You know, you got these other narcotics on the street, cheaper than the stuff you had to go over the counter. So that's why Merck and Pfizer, all them other cats, are trying to fight the so-called opioid crisis. So don't get addicted on the drugs in the street. You get some low-life person of color in the ghetto. Make sure you go to a pharmacist and pay your copay and all that good stuff. But anyways, I want to wish you personally a happy birthday. Well, we've known each other just over a year, and we become very close friends. And all the time, Walt, you've been you've been there for me because, you know, I got my issues going on in my house that our listeners on both shows are very well, and everybody in the staff, because I know as soon as they talk about, you know, what's going on at home, they start rolling their eyes. But you've always been there for me, and you've always been there for Mike Dowd. That's one thing I say, Walt. You are a true friend to everybody, and you're very loyal, which you don't see that nowadays. Everybody's just out for themselves, or, you know, throw everybody into the bus. But anyways, I want to wish you a very happy 60th birthday. I hope you have at least 60 more birthdays coming up. I hope you get everything that you want for your birthday, and then some. My birthday's coming up next week, and I told my wife, I just want one thing. I want a copy of Charlie LaDuff's book, Pooh Show. I can't say the name of the show because this is on FCC licensed radio. You know, Mike Dowd would probably say it and spell it out for us if need be. But and we would have Michael Dowd, but he could not guarantee it'd be a clean segment. But anyways, well, I just want to say, you know, it's been absolute pleasure working with you. It's an absolute pleasure being your friend. I mean, just fate works out different ways, because if you think about it, you're a guy who did some dirt 35 years ago. You made a smash hit movie, and then a fan that just knew of you from the movies gets in contact with you, and you're doing a radio show with a whole bunch of people in Tennessee and in Utah. But, you know, it's weird how things just work out, and just, you know, you take different paths in life. But are you going to do anything special for your birthday?
I am going to go to Hickson, Tennessee. I'm going to go to my favorite pizza restaurant. It's called the NYPD, New York Pizza Department. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to have some real New York pizza. Not New York style, or not New York-like. It's real New York pizza. These people are from my old neighborhood, and they've been down here 20 years, and they make the best pizza in Tennessee. Although people down here still go to Little Caesars or Papa Joe's or whatever his name is. This is real pizza.
Yeah, you're lucky. Now, when you go there, do they do the right thing?
You know, occasionally, because, you know, I work in the Chattanooga area, and, you know, I'll get there at, you know, closing when they're getting rid of stuff, and they do give me all the leftovers to take down to the railroad yard, and I have some new friends because of the New York pizza. So,
right. Now, for the local law, say again?
I pay my way.
Oh, well, I'm saying members of the local law enforcement and first responder community, does the joint do the right thing for them? Because if they're from the old neighborhood, they know what do the right thing means. And of course, about 90% of our audience has no clue.
the owner of this New York pizza department is pro cop. He's got arm patches from probably 300-400 police agencies up on the wall. So he's, you know, he's pro cop.
Right. He's so pro-cop. More likely than not, he does the right thing. But anyways, go see New York Pizza Department down there in Chattanooga. Go to the address. I'm not going to tell you the address. You might see Mr. Yerq. If you see Mr. Yerq, buy him some food. They sell adult beverages over there?
No. It's a family-oriented place, and it's very, very good place to eat. Very good place to eat.
All right. So they don't sell adult beverages. Can't buy them one. But on your way over there, stop at the ABC store, pick up a brown liquid in a paper bag, preferably the one that says Old Number 7 brand, and deliver it to Mr. Yerq. So then he can mail it to me.
Yes.
But anyways, besides going to the New York pizza place, are you going anywhere else? Anything special? Go to a movie or?
Nah. I'm going to spend the afternoon with my son, and then my lady friend will be coming on later on. And we're going to have, I'm going to be bringing her pizza and probably a couple of calzones. They make really good calzones too. They're, you know, all fresh made right in front of you. You know, they're not coming out of the refrigerator. They're not in the freezer. They make them fresh.
All right. That's Walter and his as Walter and his birthday plans. Well, again, heck of a show. Many happy returns on your birthday. This is Scoop Stanton for Walter Yerkew signing off. Please spread the word. We're getting out there little by little. 75radio.org on the Liberty News Network. Until next time, stay safe, shoot straight.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.